Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Well, today, my friends, I'm going to discuss a topic that used to come up all the time when I used to travel around the country and speak to people. And I brought an expert in on the topic. I'll introduce him in just a moment here. But the topic I want to cover is, let's say you wanted to start a movement. You wanted to start something that was very beneficial. And you wanted to get a group of people together to do it. Now, what I've done in the past and what I do currently is we go around the country, we start something called co-op. And we don't actually call it a co-op. I call it a co-op. I use the term co-op loosely in the terms of what I would say to people is, look, we have lifestyles programs, training programs all over the country, and we have major offices in major cities, And I know that when I speak to people out here, everybody wants to have an office in their city because of the communication, the networking, the group drive to get somewhere. And so I try to explain to them, I said, look, it takes for you to be able to get into this stuff and do it right to have mentors. But before you can have mentors, you have to have successors. And before you have to have success, can have successors, you have to have somebody who's tried to do it and accomplished and succeeded. So what happens is that we have to bring people in from outside of your area that are experts to come in and meet with people in your area and mentor them and teach them to become successful in this business. But is it done at that point? And the answer is no, it really isn't, because what you have to do then is, okay, now you've got a few seeds out there, but you don't have the tipping point. You don't have what it really takes to put together some type of an organization that will get somewhere and get something done. So I explain to people, I say, you know, what you're really wanting is you're wanting the ability to come in here like we are today, and we might have been a group. We might have set up a one-day meeting, and there's 40, 50, 100 people in the room, and we're saying, you all want to meet like this. But before you can meet like this, there has to be people. And people go, but why would I want to join a group that doesn't have anything to offer? Because it doesn't have anything to offer. There's no co-op. You want the discounts that we buy. We get discounts for buying. We get vendor program put together for us. We get road trips and things. All these different things we offer can't exist until there's people. So which comes first, chicken or the egg? The people, or the office? And the truth of the matter is, how I've figured it out over the last 30 years, it's the people. And so to start a new movement in an area, it takes a few good people that really want to see it work. And they have to have some vision of it, so they have to have witnessed it somewhere else to believe in it, because whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve. So they have to tasted it somewhere else to be able to intellectually replicate it in their location, physically replicate it in their location after they intellectually replicate it. And they have to be a good enough communicator to be able to bring it across. And when that happens, then they can build a group of people. And when they build a group of people, then my team can come in behind that and build a complete organization. Can't fund an organization if there is no organization. You have to have people. So today what I brought on is an individual that has so many interesting parts to his story. I really don't even want to get into it all because I've done it so many times before. This individual was an athlete, a bodybuilder, a nurse, a chef, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, fluke accident and he's paralyzed. You think it's over. You think it'd be over being paralyzed. No, he's in a chair. He's paralyzed. But yet he retaught himself how to breathe. He was retaught how to eat, got some movement in some of his limbs, and learned how to survive. And now he is able to drive. I mean, you can understand he's paralyzed, but he drives. He's got his own vehicle. And not only that, after all of that, you would think someone would be like, well, you know, poor me. He's out there mentoring other people. He's a real estate investor. Can you believe that? He's out there putting together a financial income for his own personal family after fearing he would never be able to do that. And then after he did that, that wasn't enough. He went on to become an ambassador and one of the first members of a group of people that started our Phoenix organization. And I'm really happy to have him on the show again many times. He's also was a national speaker at one of our expos. He's done a lot of things, Mr. Peter Nierman. Peter, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Del. That's a lot of very nice stuff about me. I really appreciate it. I can't
get it all out there, Peter. Your resume is too long to get it all out there, so you're just going to have to live with that shortened resume.
Oh, no. I really appreciate it. I think you ought to take credit for a big chunk of that because, you know, I couldn't have done any of this without you first building the map for me to even get inspired by. And, you know, I heard you on the radio in Phoenix, and you were in Texas. And, you know, I was very cynical, and I listened to you for quite a while, and I thought, you know, there's got to be a catch behind this. And you're right. I couldn't grasp it until I saw it with my own eyes. So I flew out to Texas, and I went to the expo, which was just amazing. I mean, I met so many people that had followed your map and retired themselves and started helping other people. And I thought, you know, there's no way all these people could be faking it. And then I ran into you in the bar after one of the events, and I started talking to you, and you were just a regular guy, not some celebrity. And I think that's what kind of sold it. And I really started to believe in the program, and I came back to Phoenix, and I, you know, being a skeptic, I still didn't do anything for a little bit. I had to, you know, overly research it. And finally I joined, and I did the learning, and it was me and two other guys in Phoenix. And we just started to meet about once a month and just discuss either stuff we'd learned or stuff that was going on in the Valley. And eventually that grew. And now we have a group of, I would say, over 150 members just in our preferred group right now. And that's just in the Phoenix area. It's amazing. And that's in 3.5 short years.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of growth.
Yeah. It's been amazing because people don't understand it's not just a learning program that we have, like maybe a college degree or some seminar system that you go and you pay one time and then there you have it. You're done. You graduate. You go off and figure it out on your own with your education. We have a continuing education system that's unreal. And part of the reason I need people to understand this is just because of the COVID event that just happened. And as that happened, you got these news flashes and stories about landlords threatening people to get them to pay rent, and the landlords became the bad guys. And you've always taught us, you know, best product, best price. And our practices and our mentors told us, you know, this is not what we do. I mean, we take communities that are kind of run down, we build them up, we screen our people, we put good, hardworking tenants into nice, respectable housing. And what we did during this pandemic is we reached out to people in our communities to see what they needed. And if possible, we helped them with different links and different programs that different cities and government had set up to allow them to not just survive, but to thrive. Because it's it's a partnership between us and our tenants. And without them, we don't survive, and without us, they don't survive. And that best practices what you've set up. And,
all right, we're going to take a short break, Peter. We got to take a short break. We'll be right back with Peter Nierman, the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Walmsley talks about positive cash flow, tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise. Tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Peter Nierman. Peter is not only a member, Peter's also one of the first ambassadors out of Phoenix, Arizona, which helps get that area started. As we've been talking today about which comes first, chicken or the egg, of developing an area. Peter, we seem to see a lot of growth going on in the Phoenix area. You guys seem to have come to the conclusion that you were the perfect location there in Phoenix to draw people from both sides of your state. In other words, we have a lot of people that came out there from Texas, but we also had a lot of people come out there from California. It seemed like you were like, for California, you were a godsend to them because some of the real estate, or a lot of the real estate in California, is so expensive that it really doesn't work as a individual or small group's investments. It's really big-time stuff. And you were able to create opportunities in Phoenix area that were just so much better. Let's talk now about how you were able to communicate with people and attract people from different states. I mean, to me, that seems so amazing that people are going from state to state to invest now, and from state to state, even for just meetings. As an ambassador, does that sort of surprise you? You got that much activity?
I was kind of surprised. In the beginning, I thought that I wanted to start a group here in Phoenix because I felt that the growth rate in Phoenix was fantastic. Excuse me. You know, mostly because everything was going our way. We had relatively inexpensive housing. We had rents that had a long ways to go as far as growing. And we had a government system that was set up to be very business friendly. So it was attracting large corporations from all over the United States, but a lot of it from California. And as they started to grow as a group and started a communication system, I noticed that California was probably more interested than any other state. And like you said, it was because the laws out there were very tax heavy and almost anti-corporation, big company. And as they tried to invest over there, the laws were not very landlord-friendly, and it made it really an uphill battle. We did get a couple of deals done in Sacramento before rent controls hit up there, and full disclosure, I was invested in one of those. It turned out very nicely. But then those leads, both of them ended up coming over to Arizona, and they didn't just come over here and join our group. They actually started leading deals here in Phoenix, Mesa, and in Tucson. And those deals have become very successful. They've led to helping out a lot of families here in Phoenix as investors. So I think the opportunity worked like a perfect partnership. We had low taxes, large amount of growth, and they had a lot of money to invest because to California, real estate over here looks so inexpensive.
Yeah, I guess so. That's kind of interesting when you look at it that way. You know, I should have realized something that I didn't realize because I'm not really really spent a lot of time in either California or Phoenix, which I have been in both, but not a lot, and not one to the other. But I realize that the distance from some of California to Phoenix is not much longer or much further than it is from Houston to Dallas. Am I right?
Yeah, it isn't. I could go over to Palm Springs for a meeting in about less than 3 hours, and I can go to San Diego, which I do with the family to get out of the heat all the time, in 5 hours. So it's not unheard of in the winter excuse me, for people to come out from San Diego to Phoenix to go to a meeting. We go to a road trip, see a couple of apartment complexes, have dinner, and they head back on Sunday. So it's really quite common. I see it all the time. There's a military base over there, and I see some of the military families come over to Phoenix on a weekend and hang out. They go to a 2-day and then go back home on Sunday. It's very common.
What about Las Vegas? How far away is that?
They built a new bridge around the dam, and you can get there in less than 5 hours. As a matter of fact, Lynn lives up there, and she comes down to Phoenix all the time for events. They have a very interesting situation. They're a lot like Phoenix in their growth pattern, but they're having trouble getting traction because of, in my opinion, that their government environment and their all of their money comes from pretty much one industry, tourism. So unlike Phoenix, they don't have a lot of other growth opportunity if that engine isn't running. And that's unfortunate because I think that could be the next large growth area.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot. Seems like there's a lot of real estate being done over there. So I'm going to ask you now, because if a person's sitting out here on the couch right now, and like you said, you were a skeptic, and I've been doing this for 30 years, and most of our best members are skeptics because they do good. They do a lot of due diligence on us. They want to make sure things are as we say they are, and they get in here and find out they're actually, in my case, on what I believe our offer is better than what our product is better than our offer. I want to restate that because I'm constantly worried about overpromising when we talk about rates of return on the radio or whatever. You know, we're careful not to overpromise stuff, and we're careful not to overpromise what you get when you buy the product, and we don't try to sell people the product, which is an interesting concept. We try to offer them the product, and then we try to mentor them through the processes. But I don't believe in motivating people, getting them jump up and down and scream and yell and get all excited and then spend some money and then never do anything. That's really what I came out of the health club industry was like, Peter, and you know the health club industry. You'll sign up 100 people to work out, and there'll be two of us left after a week, right? So I didn't want that to be the basis of this type of self-help industry type product. So as a former skeptic and now as an ambassador, which means you get to really first touch many of the people that have any contact with us, how do you deal with that? I mean, what's your approach? Do you just embrace skepticism and go, yeah, I get you, that's where I was too? Or do you try to get them around it, try to answer questions for them? Or how do you overcome that? Do you introduce them to other people? What do you do?
The way that I like to handle it, especially if people meet me in person, I personally have 6 single-family homes as well as some multifamily investments. And, you know, like you talked about before, I'm in a chair, my hands don't work. And I just say, look, I'm not out there, you know, fixing toilets, swinging a hammer, putting on a roof. That's not what we're here for. And I just try to explain to them, if I can do it, why can't you do it? And I try to use my chair as motivation. And another thing I like to do is compare it to a college education.
So all right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to take a short break, then we'll come back and have Peter Newman complete his conversation. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Peter Nierman, which is the ambassador out of Phoenix, Arizona. New office we just opened up this year, and has been blowing and going as far as growth. And we were discussing with Peter as we went to break how he works with new people as the ambassador to get them over their fears as far as the skepticism that comes with anything that sounds so good as, well, let me give an example. Most people work from age 20 to age 65 and still can't retire. Our motto is we retire people in 2 to 5 years if they do what we tell them to do. Peter, that's a pretty big claim. As I was saying, we try not to overclaim, but that's a pretty big claim. How do you overcome that?
Well, that is a big claim. And when you come to one of our 2 days, you should be able to buy single-family homes after the two-day. And as a matter of fact, David, who teaches it quite frequently in Phoenix, he will show you how to do it at the end of the 2 day. And I liken this to college. So let's say that you just went to ASU for engineering and you go for, say, 1 or 2 semesters, and then you decide that you're going to go out and be an engineer and you have no idea what you're doing. But after you go to our courses, not only do you know what you're doing, but we continue to teach you. And so if you go and get a college degree and you're done and then you go out into the field, it's not like ASU is going to call you up when there's a new invention and say, hey, this is what you should do with this new situation. But with COVID, everybody worked together. An example would be Lynn stayed up day and night figuring out the CARES Act, the PPP, which was the Payroll Protection Program, as well as the EIDL, to help our businesses survive and help our tenants. And that's the ongoing education and mentorship that Lifestyles offers. A mentor is more than a person that you can just call up and ask advice. A mentor is somebody that tells you something to keep you out of trouble before you even get there, because it's so much easier to help someone before they get in a bad situation than to try to get somebody out of a bad situation. And so when I meet people that are skeptics, I explain and show them what we do that is above and beyond any other kind of education system. It's kind of taken on a life of its own. And you have just a group of people that have succeeded that now have a passion to give back and help other people succeed.
You know, I got a story for you. The other day I went to the restaurant, sat at the bar with Melissa, and we were eating, and all of a sudden a lady was sitting next to us, said hi, and she knew who I was, and I didn't know who she was, but she explained later that she had cut her hair and didn't look the same, and she was there with her husband. And the conversation went on, and pretty soon found out she was somebody that was a CPA for one of our members that had left. And they had left because they didn't want to follow the rules of the white paper, and they wanted to go do it their way. And, you know, they had some, you know, possibly unscrupulous ways of doing things. But, you know, I'm just saying that as a thought process more than anything else. And in other words, they didn't want to follow the exact right way of doing things. They wanted to do it their way, right? And their way is hedging the bet. Well, I later found out that this lady accused this guy of stealing $55,000 from her, not paying her for the work that she did. Well, one of the things that we were talking about was she was saying, well, this guy is not going to be able to take his PPP loan, which is, you know, whatever. Let's just say you had a $100,000 PPP loan. You're supposed to be able to be forgiven for 100% of it if you used 100% of it for payroll. But this guy, as being an unscrupulous individual, used his PPP money for things other than payroll, which is just, you know, the very thing the government is always afraid of. You try to help people out and they scam you and take advantage of you, right? Well, she was trying to figure out how to get his loan forgiven, but the government had caught him. and weren't going to forgive his loan. And so she was telling us that, well, the real truth is you can't get 100% forgiven because blah, 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 blah. But what it really was is he couldn't get 100% forgiven because he'd done it wrong, right? He had cheated the system. Well, I quickly called Lynn. Lynn got on the phone with this lady right at the bar. We had a conversation. We looked it up. We got a hold of our CPAs and tracked it all down because I thought the lady was telling us that we none of us were going to be able to get the 100%. And everybody was going to get stuck with 60, right? And right. So we looked this all up. I mean, we're sitting there. I'm drinking at a bar. That's how powerful this networking is. I'm sitting drinking at a bar, a little drunk, call in, put the system into process. Boom. Very next day, I got a call back. No problem. We're getting 100% back. And so is everybody else at Lifestyle. So why is this guy? Because he didn't do it right. There is the power of doing it right over not doing it right, and the power of leaving a program where somebody can tell you what the right thing to do is. And this guy didn't want to follow the rules. And that's what reason why he didn't last here in our group, because our group are people in general that will be willing to follow the rules to get the result without having the bad effects that come out of not following the rules, right? So there is what you're talking about. I mean, that was instant overnight reaction, because I thought this lady was telling me something that would have hurt all of us. Does that make sense? And,
yeah.
But at that moment, the team went into action, figured it out. She was wrong. Thank God she was wrong, right? Because her client was wrong. But whatever, that's exactly what you were talking about, and that's how these things work. So we got that. We've got a... Okay, let's talk about this angle of it. This has always been an interesting one to me, and as an ambassador... When you first came in, I know you had to feel this. Everybody seems to feel it. Let's see how you deal with it. Are you not surprised? No, that's not a way to state it. Most people, are they not surprised at how open people are about how much money they have and how willing they are to share their business practices with each other?
Yeah, that is one of the things that just blew me away, because I had heard one or two people on the radio, you know, talking about their businesses, and you know, the skeptic in me felt like, well, this guy's just saying what's on a script or you know, embellishing, we'll call it, you know, his story, so it sounds good for sales. And when I went to the expo and I start meeting these people and going to breakout sessions where there's smaller groups and you can actually learn one-on-one and talk to people, and I'm like, there is no way all of these people are lying. It's not possible. And then you start to go and people are starting to set up investments together, and you realize that people are willing to literally open their books and say, this is what I have and this is how I got it, and I'm thinking about doing this project, would you like to join? And it blew me away that people would say, this is my business, and I will help you succeed also if you would like. And it's not like you could have a gas station, and let's say you have a Circle K, and you want to open it up and get it running. You couldn't go over to QT across the street and say, hey, how do you price your gas? Or, you know, who do you buy this from, and what are you paying for it? There's no way that they would help you. It just doesn't happen in the business world. And that is exactly how we help each other. It's just unreal.
Well, that's why we've been together for 30 years, why the program has maintained 30 years afterwards, because there is so much mutual sharing within the deal. And one of the things that you have to have mutual sharing is you have to have the elimination of greed. Because, you know, in life, there are those people that are like sharks. They want it all. Right? I want it all.
Yeah.
And they'll take it all if you let them. And so we've had to take the sharks out of the program so that the rest of the school can survive, basically. And not only survive, but thrive. You know, I mean, and you gotta protect the minnows while they're minnows so that they can get up to be big, strong fish that can protect the rest of the fish. And that's kind of the system in place. So we work on protecting the minnows as they come through the program. Education-wise, when we come back for a break here, I want you to explain how much our education program has advanced just since you've been a member. How long have you been a member now?
Since 2016.
Okay, so that's 4 years. I've only spent about $2 million on the upgrade of the educational program. So maybe you can outline it for people better than I can, because I see it happening.
Absolutely.
And since I don't use it every day, I'm not a mentor anymore, and I don't use it for myself anymore other than when I just need something to know something. I'm not totally interactive with it, so we'll have you talk about it when we come back. So if you want to ask Peter a question, by the way, remember, he's not just another pretty face, and he didn't get that accent just so he could get a good parking spot. We'll be right back with Peter Nerman in the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Every now and then, when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Peter Nerman, which is a ambassador for the Phoenix, Arizona office. And Peter, I'm going to tell you a story. The other day I was out with one of our mentors, and he had set up a meeting with this guy who does this, has been doing commercial real estate for a long time. And I had some questions I wanted to ask him because he had a family business that he had handed down and had done some stuff that, you know, really is outside of our box. I just wanted to chat with the guy. So he got him, brought him along. And after the conversation was over and that gentleman moved on, we sat there, and the mentor was reminding me about back when he joined to take the education classes, you had to come up to the office. And what we had him on was, we had him on kiosks. And really what it was we had our own server, and you could come take the classes off the server, but we were not on the internet. So then we set up the classes to be on the internet, and they were, you know, frail, just downloadable PDF files and type things. Then one day somebody came to me and said, okay, we're going to hire an education czar. And we hired an education czar, and that education czar said we needed a college educational program with a software program. So I bought this big, giant, expensive software program, and this college person, or she's actually had a doctorate in educational science, and she put together an entire training program on this software program. And this thing went along for years, and people just loved it. And I think it's called The Bridge, and had thousands of hours of education on it. And then all of a sudden somebody came to me and said, we found something 10 times better. And we had, we hired a IT development guru, which is one of our members that were retired, and he had nothing to do, so we hired him to redevelop our entire program and to buy a better program and integrate it with our other programs, and it's supposed to be coming out pretty soon. I don't know if you know any of this or if you've been in any of the beta, but tell people how much information there is and how easy it is to get to it, because right now we're talking about probably the number one educational experience in the world for real estate investing, as far as I know.
Yeah, it is just amazing at this point. So what happens is you sign into the Lifestyles system, the education system, and you take a series of classes that are designed to bring you along and develop your education so that you can invest by yourself or with someone else, both in single and multifamily. You get certified in either single family or multifamily, passive or lead investing, depending on what you're interested in. And these classes are ranked exactly like college classes. Class 671 would be about property taxes or, you know, as an example, maybe about accounting. And then you go through and you take all these classes, and once you get certified, when you are communicating with other people, they know exactly your education level, and so you can talk on the same level, and you know that everybody is on the same page. And then when something in the world changes, like this COVID thing, you have managed to add a whole nother system into it that you click on the pandemic response, and it is a whole new set of classes that are up to date that tell you about all the different things in the pandemic and what the best practices are for those. And it's so up to date that an example would be, I got an email this morning about a Texas Supreme Court emergency order that was just passed on August 21st. And it updates all of the mentors and leads to teach about this, so we don't do anything that is outside of the law. And that's how up to date these education systems are.
Yeah, that's pretty bizarre, because I saw that email and I read about paragraph two into it. I said, I'll wait till after the show to read it, because it was a complete research paper. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it is
something that is provided so that we can then teach our employees or our other leads so that they stay out of trouble.
How many people out there have no idea what's going on from a day-to-day basis, right?
Exactly. And if you had a small business and you were trying to struggle through this on your own, and you had a law passed in your state that the media wasn't happy about, so they didn't really even publish it, how would you even know? And then the next thing you know, 6 months later, you're getting sued for something you didn't even know about.
Yeah.
Or another example would be, I got an email the other day about a unemployment addition of $300 per week on top of their unemployment that is being given out in Arizona that never even hit the media because it was an emergency act that was signed by the president, and they had changed it so that everybody could get it. The states didn't have to chip in the extra $100. They could use the credit from their unemployment as it was. And so people could tell their tenants about it that were struggling and unemployed, and that would help them not just pay rent, but survive with their families. And I only knew about that because of Lifestyle. And so it's systems like that that are so impressive.
Well, Peter, I'm impressed with what you've done out there in Phoenix, and we appreciate you coming on the show today to spare some of your time and share some of your ideas and insights into this. And please keep up the good work out there in Phoenix for us.
Oh, thank you, Del. It's really been a pleasure, and I can't thank you enough for laying down the original roadmap and just getting the ball started. And it's meant everything to my family, and I can't say enough. It's the way we've survived, by making passive income, and I'm happy to volunteer and give back my time to a cause such as this.
So, Peter, do you have an email address or something where they could contact you if they'd like to look into Phoenix area?
Yeah, sure. You can do it. I guess the easiest way would be pneerman@live.com would be the email that I use for most of my Lifestyle stuff. And you can also do any of our classes online, the 1 day or the 2 day. And we, as soon as Phoenix is open, we are working on setting up a 2 day already, anticipating that our numbers are going to stay down and they're going to let us gather in the not too distant future. I can't.
All right, Peter. Well, thank you again. Peter, thank you again for coming on. We appreciate it. And the rest of you out there, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.